Darling, is that you? Yay, you're finally home. How was work today? Oh, that bad, huh? Well, let's go cuddle on a couch for a little while then. I need to keep my thrall in high spirits. Of course I'm wearing your sweatshirt. We're bound together now. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours, and all that. Yes, that means you can borrow my clothes. You know, we've been together for almost 3 months. I thought you would have noticed by now. Come on, it's so warm and fuzzy, and it smells like you. It's hard to be alone while you're at work. Really? I can borrow any clothes I want? Aww. You're the best thrall ever. Now come, let's get cuddly together. Quickly, put your head on my chest. That's a good boy. Just let me pet you while you relax. Does it feel good? Good. You know, in my 2,000 years of being a demon, I think I finally found my favorite thrall. To be honest, I haven't had much experience. I've only formed contracts with two others. Both of them were female. They weren't very nice people, however. One was a very wicked Italian noble during the 16th century, I think. She got up to all sorts of devious things with my help. Theft, adultery, murder. Yeah, those are the kinds of people that attract demons. How did I become attracted to you? Well, it's definitely not your wickedness, or any trait that could be considered remotely evil. Maybe it was your optimism, always ready to face the next day with a smile. Or maybe it was your patience. You put up with my antics. And honestly, I don't know how. Or maybe it was your gentle and caring demeanor. I don't know exactly what drove me to seeking you out. But I do know one thing. I love every touch, every kiss, and every minute we're together. I know liking those things isn't very demony, but that doesn't matter. Just know that I love you. Oh, you want to take a nap? All right. Just close your eyes. You want me to sing? How about some humming instead? Yeah? Okay. Rest well, my darling.